Hey, real quick, guys, I don't know if you know this, but each week I put together an exclusive newsletter for our subscribers that covers things like entrepreneurship, investing, wealth building, productivity, and personal development. Also, you get some pretty cool behind-the-scenes content that the rest of the world just will never get to see. So if you're interested in joining us, get over to beyondtheapex.com/newsletter to join the tens of thousands of other subscribers getting their weekly five to thrive. All right, let's get into the show.
I believe if you committed to sitting down every single day for the next 365 days and wrote 1,000 words every day and then published those words, your life would look demonstrably different in 1 year than it is today. It would be unrecognizable how the gains that you've made. And there's a couple of reasons for this. Number one, I believe writing is thought made physical. The process of sitting down every single day and forcing the words, the ideas from your mind through your fingers into the keyboard or into the pen, that is a skill that is going to make you a more clear thinker. And as Naval Ravikant said, in an age of infinite leverage, judgment is the most powerful skill. Judgment is just a byproduct of clear thinking. The more clarity you can have around what you think and believe in this world, the more clearly you're going to be able to communicate those ideas. Communication is a superpower when it comes to business and entrepreneurship. So that's number one. Writing will make you a better thinker. Number two, you will have a better understanding of what you believe and what you think on the topic. And that is vital for you as you try to triangulate who you want to be in this world and what's the value proposition that you have to offer to your customers. Writing helps you get to that core more deeply. Number three, you are going to get better. You are going to get better at what I believe is one of the highest ROI skills in the world, and that is the skill of writing, copywriting in particular. If you can learn how to craft your ideas, how to distill them, and then communicate them in compelling ways that engages and influences an audience, you will literally be able to print money. And that is a great byproduct of this skill, but it shouldn't be the primary objective. It's not, but you know, it's not. I'm not going to complain, you know, if you end up making more money as a result of developing this skill. But here's the thing is if you sat down and wrote 1,000 words a day, every single day, and then published those words, you would start growing an audience. And it might not be a massive audience by the end of the year, but it would be significantly larger than the one that you have right now. And you don't need to have a million person audience to create a very good life for yourself, to generate a very good income, and to generate a very good impact on the world. In fact, if at the end of the year, if you sat down and you wrote 1,000 words every day, and then you put them out into a weekly newsletter, you put them out into, you know, biweekly blog articles, you put them out into Twitter threads or LinkedIn threads, if you did that every single day for the next year, you would probably generate, I would say conservatively, an audience of at least 10,000 people. And there's a really interesting article written a number of years ago. It kind of lives in the Internet Hall of Fame. Everybody always talks about it when it comes to the creator economy, is the idea of the 1,000 true fans. You only need 1,000 true fans to be able to generate a very significant living and as a creator. And so you don't need that many people, but if you sit down and you actually work on this craft of writing every single day and then publishing those words and getting that immediate feedback cycle of, is this good? Are people responding to this? If you do that, your life will look demonstrably better. I think anybody could use that tactic right there to change their life in the span of 1 year. Pick one platform, whether that's Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, whatever you want it to be. Pick one platform that you're going to write on and then put out your words every single day. And that's the key here. It's not just writing. Now, if you just wrote for, you know, 1,000 words every single day for the next year, I think that would in and of itself have a massive impact on your life. But it's the fact that you're taking those words and you're publishing them and putting them out there for the public. That is the magic of this equation, because something really beautiful happens when your words are finally encountered by an audience and now has the opportunity to make an impact, to engage, to grow. And so don't be shy. This is the part I think that holds a lot of people back. It's not just the sitting down to write, it's actually putting the words out there. So take this and run with this. I still write over 1,000 words every single day. This is what transformed my life over a decade ago. The story that I tell everybody is, you know, I sat down with this woman that I wanted to marry, sat down with her parents, and I said, can I marry your daughter? The mom, she looks at me and she goes, what are you going to do to provide for my daughter? Now, at that point, I was just a broke rock climber. I had really no means of providing for anybody, much less myself, right? But I walked away from that conversation thinking, you know what? I'm going to prove her wrong. I'm going to make a ton of money and I'm going to show her that I can be a good provider. And I went into my mental Rolodex to say, well, what are the skills that I'm competent at? What could I be good at? And what could I use to make money? And I was really fortunate that my dad had encouraged me to write ever since I was a little kid. He would pay me 10 cents per word to write him short stories, and then I would sign over the rights to the story to him. So he owns the rights to the very first stories I ever published to him, right, self-published, I guess. But that bred in me a confidence that at that point when I was walking away from that conversation with my soon-to-be and then ex-fiance with her parents, I said, I will be a writer. And so for the next year, I sat down and wrote 3,000 words every single day, which equated to around 1 million words for the year. And I've kept that tactic, that habit, all these years. So it's been about a decade. I haven't been writing 3,000 words every day, but it's been more around 1,000 to 1,500 every single day for the better part of a decade. You compound that, and it's like, that becomes a world-class skill regardless of how good you are when you're starting off. And so I think everybody, as an entrepreneur, as a creator, regardless of what it is that you're trying to create, the clarity of thought that you can come, that comes from articulating yourself through the written word is magical. So please, please, please try to bake this into your routine, into your world. I think it will pay massive dividends. And that's going to do it for me, guys and gals. I appreciate you being here. We'll catch you in the next episode. Until then, stay hyper-focused, my friends.
Hey, guys. I love, love, love that you're listening to the podcast. I truly hope it's bringing you just a ton of value. But if you ever wanted to check out the video version of these podcasts, then you should head over to YouTube. You know, they're going to have more effects, more visual stuff like that. And that can help the message sometimes just hit a little bit different and, you know, reinforce the lesson in a better way. So you can check that out. It's completely free. Go over to YouTube, search for Anthony Vecino. It'll pop up. And if that's not what you're into, then cool. Just enjoy the show and let's get to it.